Consider yourself normal? Then this is not the show for you. Please go somewhere else. This is WYRD. If it's getting weird, it's got to be the Weird Mountain Gals show. You're listening to Byron and Alicia, the Weird Mountain Gals.
Sounds very confident. That's a confident knock.
That's because I'm knocking on the kitchen table, and there's three layers of cloth between me and the wood.
Oh.
So I've got a little placemat, I got a little doily, and I got a tablecloth. So I figured I had to knock pretty stout so you would hear it.
Well, that explains. You know what it sounded like to me was, have you ever seen one of those people make a ring out of silver with a spoon? They mm-hmm. hit it. Well, at some point, especially if it's a big piece. Yeah, me too. If it's a big piece, they will take, and if they're having to hit it pretty hard, they will take like a napkin or a tablecloth or something, you know, and they'll put it on top of it. So you'll hear, it'll still be loud, but it'll be kind of and that's what that sounded like.
Like I was making silver.
Yeah,
that's a silver ring out of my grandmother's good silver flatware.
I tell you, that's one of the biggest regrets of my life, honestly, is I had the most beautiful hammered silver ring, and it looks exactly like a wedding band, which is what it was intended to be. And on the inside of the ring, it said 1964, which was, if for those who don't know, you take a solid silver quarter And you make the ring, you hammer the edges of that quarter until it turns into a ring. And if you're skilled at it, you can get the number in the middle of the ring, and that's what this was. And so I loved
How
it so much that
cool.
I wore it all the time anyway, because it was, I put it with a like a little turquoise, some because we had a lot of turquoise over there, and I had to take it off because it was hitting the microphone at a square dance, and and I was on the microphone singing and stuff, and I put it in a little box and put it in my pocketbook, which got stolen.
Oh no.
Yeah, so I'll never see it. But boy, I remember how surprised I was because I didn't know what he was doing. He was just tap, 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 tap over there by the fireplace. Every time I'd come over there, he was doing that. Tap, 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 tap,
Huh.
tap,
Oh,
tap.
that's cool. That's
Yeah.
very cool.
Yeah, so it's a good memory, I'll tell you that. But and it's a beautiful type of jewelry. I don't know where that tradition is from. I know this was a mountain man, this person, this guy, he was a mountain guy, you
And
know.
you could get you another one of those if you could find a silver quarter.
If you can afford a silver quarter. I don't know what they cost to buy now, a solid silver quarter. I really don't know.
No, me either. I haven't seen one in a in forever.
In a coon's age.
I was going to say that, and then I thought better of it, but then you did it, so there you
I'll
go.
always take the cheesy route.
Hey, I posted something on Facebook this morning, and I said that I was ill as a copperhead, and somebody who's from not from round here said,
Yeah.
"Well, the copperheads I've seen don't seem very ill. They seem very well indeed, well enough to live in the woodstack, you know, blah blah blah. Let me just
Whatever.
warn you, you dumb hillbilly." And I said, "Well, in this case, ill means angry and pissed off. Like it's an ill will that blows no good. Does
Right.
that means it's Appalachian dialect? So maybe you would like to kiss my Appalachian behind."
Did you see the description, the teaser for last week?
I did.
And the quote was, "You may kiss my wide,
White, feminist, pagan, Appalachian
goddess worshiping, yes, behind
behind.
that you may kiss."
That you may hear it is that you may kiss.
Yes.
Yeah,
I think I left out the pagan goddess worship, and I didn't
that's
do
all
that
right.
on
It
purpose.
changes all the time. It used
Does
to
it?
be the I've been saying that since I was probably in high school, when it was you can kiss my wide white behind, my wide white ass.
That's
And then
hilarious.
as my behind got less wide, I still say that because it's wide enough. I just kept adding descriptors to it. It's also this and it's that. And sometimes I'll say perky, and sometimes
Perky.
I'll say smelly. And sometimes I can, you know. So yeah, I've been saying that one a long time. I got all these phrases that get attributed to me. And now I've got another song attributed to me that I gotta tell you about.
Oh,
No,
yeah.
hang on. So I do this class called In Search of Endarkenment. And in it, I talk about, you know, we're so obsessed with enlightenment and vibing higher and all that other crap. We don't realize that the dark is also super important. So that's what the class is all about. And I have quotes throughout the notes for the class of different happy, joyous poetry or songs or whatever about the night and about the moon and stuff like that. So I've never had the nerve to do this before. But when I taught that class last weekend, the first song is Dancing in the Moonlight. And I said, "Okay, I'm not going to sing it. I'm just going to read these words." And I went, "Hell no, I'm going to sing it." So I started singing that, and I hadn't even gotten to the very first line, to the end of the first line, and half of the audience, the people taking it, started singing it with me. So we sang through that. It was wonderful. And then I had them take a little break before we did a guided meditation at the end. And I had them take a little, you know, stand up, waggy booty, get a drink of water, that kind of stuff. And they stood up and they started singing it again.
Oh, I love it.
New life. It was really fun. So that was my little theme song this weekend, Dancing in the Moonlight.
That's
That's all
cool.
right. That's a
Well,
pretty good theme song.
it is a great theme song. Are you kidding? So I want to say something about your excuse me. I want to say something about your wide Appalachian behind that someone they
Well,
kissed. So this
okay.
I still remember a little bit about my dreams last night. And before we came on the air, because I could feel it slipping away, and I had the most hilarious dream I think I've ever had. But anyway, and there was that quote in there, and I wrote this down. I said, "It's the difference between," and then I put in quote marks, "here's my big wide Appalachian behind that you may kiss," end quote, and then quote, "Here is my big wide Appalachian behind that you may gently kiss." And then it goes down a couple of lines. It goes down a couple of lines and it says, "The subtle art of being an Appalachian woman, not to put too fine of a point on it, but," and that's all, that's how, I don't know
Ah.
I have no idea. But you were in my dreams. I've got the
Oh,
proof
that
right
is so funny.
here.
Holly.
Well, you know, I really like that phrase, I guess. And the whole gently kiss and the whole, I think it had something to do
Gently.
with the art of being subtle and the
Yes.
way to turn a phrase. And there's an art to turning a phrase, and Southern people are known for it, and Southern women
Oh,
are renowned for
it is very, very true.
it. Yep. So
Funny.
anyway, I have no idea why that came in. Oh, but the funny part, the dream. So all of this was being spoken in a 60s or 50s narrator's voice, like it was one of those science documentaries that we used to see in school, but
Oh
it
my
also,
goodness.
yeah, or history or whatever, was like da 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 da, you know.
Gently
And
kiss.
yes, and during this, I saw my grandmother smiling. And standing
Oh.
there, she was standing there, and there was a big, tall, like a terrace, I guess you would say, of some flowers that I'm assuming are morning glories because she had some on her back porch. And she was just smiling. And then I saw my other grandma in it, and I thought those are the epitome to me of the Southern female. You know, and so then, and here's where it gets the funniest. In my mind, I'm thinking about here are these women, and it, you know, it kind of went from Granny Corbin to my grandmother on my mom's side, and I used to call her Mama or Mama, but it was usually Mama, and she was the one that was always perfectly coiffed and beautiful makeup and fingernails and you know all of that, and she'd put her gloves on and go out in the garden. And she would be perfect when she went out. Okay. She was always
Oh.
perfect looking. So I see this woman and all of this theme in my mind is the subtle art of being a Appalachian woman. And I see this woman looking at, I see my grandmother and I see her sitting down in a lawn chair on the carport. And then she just picks up a chicken and wrings its neck right in front of me. And the whole time looking me in the eye and smiling and never did break her sentence up, whatever she was saying. And then she just, you know, you got to set them down afterwards for a while. And I don't know why that was funny to me, but in my mind, I just thought that was the funniest damn thing I'd ever seen.
I love it. That's
So.
subtle. That's a subtle art too. Because somebody's gonna have to make some chicken dinner, and that starts with chicken.
That's true. That's true. Should we say Trigger warning, an audible trigger warning ahead of time, because this might not like this if you're
I
raising
tell you what,
babies as
I have
pets.
been shocking people for about the past week, I guess, because so many people I know, oh, I'm so exhausted. I'm doing my shadow work. Oh, it's just kicking my behind. Oh, my shadow work. And I told somebody at and I spoke about it in the Endarkenment class. I said, we talk about shadow work. Like that's something you need to get rid of is your shadow. And I'm here to tell you, your shadow is all the emotions that have power. That's your shadow. So as soon as you get rid of your shadow, you know, that's not good. You need to integrate all of that because the culture tells you, well, you're a woman, you're not allowed to be mad. You're not allowed to be loud. You're not allowed to be, what is it? They are hysterical. You're not allowed to be in that stuff. So we internalize all that. And then we go, oh, my shadow self is that I have this uncontrolled anger. Well, no, your shadow self is that you have some suppressed anger. Because
Right. That's how you wring the chicken's neck, you know?
exactly. And that's how the culture controls you by telling you that you're broken because you have perfectly normal emotions. I said, you don't want to get rid of all that shadow stuff. You want to integrate it so that you have a source of power. And people looked at me like, well, but I mean, I just read a book that said I got a. I said, well, I'm glad you read that book. And, you know, did it help you at all? And they went, well, no, not really. Do you feel any better? Well, no, not really. Well, why don't you figure out what you're angry about? What your shadow is angry about? Figure that out and then figure out why it is you can't express that. And maybe what you need to do is find better expressions for your quote unquote shadow self and integrate them and get some damn work done.
Yeah, I
Yes,
know
will
what you
you?
mean. I kind of agree with you. I mean, I understand when you're paralyzed with an emotion and in the middle of it, you can't do anything about it. But, or, well, that's a
Well,
whole other conversation today, but.
I preach all the time that guilt and shame are emotions that feel like you have done something. So you feel guilty about a thing going on in the world, and you just feel so guilty about it that you feel like you did something about it, but you didn't. You just felt something about it. So analyze that, look at that, and say to yourself, well, do I want to do something about that? Because if I do, I need to stop feeling guilty and bad about it and figure out what I can do about it. I mean, maybe you can write a $10 check to the Arbor Day Foundation. I don't know.
Well, but see,
But
that's the trick. That's part of the whole power part of it. Because
yes.
if you can take your emotions and then you can analyze your emotion and find the thing that's driving you, guilt, shame, anger, whatever it is, and turn that around into something that's a positive thing, then guess what? You neutralize the pain that you're feeling. And you helped out in the world a little bit, and that's power.
That is
That's
power.
power.
And if you keep cutting off the head of the source of your power, you will in fact be powerless.
Well, it's not reasonable. Let's put it, okay. You
Oh, I
spoke to
like
the
that.
emotional side,
Reasonable.
okay? I'm gonna speak to the logical side. It's not reasonable to expect to be able to live a life that doesn't contain painful emotions. Emotions like anger and fear and guilt and shame. It's not possible to live a life without those things. That's just the way it is. So to try and or to assume that something's wrong because you have those emotions is not logical thinking, is it? It's not making sense.
Not
And so you not to mention there have been ages and say ages of sages that have spent time thinking about the fact that good people can have bad emotions and bad people can do good things for the world as well as bad things for the world. And there's just a hundred and a million quandaries that happen when you go out there into ethics, philosophy land. All right. But just know that Here's my thought on it is knowledge is power. That's the first thing I have. And pain is a message to you to pay attention to
Yes.
something and fix it. And
Absolutely.
yeah, and so there's a lot of stuff that only you can fix within yourself. You can go to therapy and it does help, and you should if you can. But just realize you're not your condition that you've been diagnosed with. And that,
Thank you. Thank
so
you.
you are not that. So you are yourself. And you might have a condition, but you're not the condition. So sorry, end of lecture. That's what happens
Yes.
in the morning. I'm all zinged up on caffeine.
That's a good sermon, lady. That's a good sermon.
Well, it's, I mean, I wasted a lot of time in my life not knowing that stuff. I
Yeah.
would not want my friends to waste time in their life like I did.
Well, and one of the other classes I did this weekend was a grief class, and it's called Grief Like a River. And
Oh, yeah.
I did that in just north of Baltimore.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And you better believe there were a lot of people in there needed to do some talking. But we, since at least 2016, at least, we have been covered up with grief
Yeah.
about all kinds of things. And we don't have, there's no place for most people to put it.
Right.
So
And some people
we
don't even realize they've got it.
no, and sometimes what anger is, what we think anger is really grief.
Yeah.
It's grief about huge changes in your life and in your world that you can't do anything about. You just got to ride with the changes. And because you can't do anything about it, and you can't say out into the world, well, I'm just grieving because my hometown isn't what it used to be. Because that just seems so trivial in the face of everything that's going on. It's like, really? You feel bad about that of all things when there are people starving in the world? And so they repress that because it's not an important enough grief. And all grief is important. All of it is important. You got to get it out. You grieve whatever you grieve. And if
Yeah,
you don't get
well,
it out, it turns on you. And that's the truth.
yeah, well said, well said. Well, yeah, we could get into a long conversation when you
Yeah,
said it.
well,
I just like every other word that you said put another image in my mind of, yeah, this thing. Here's an example. Here's an example. Yeah. I hear you. So.
yeah. Well, and it always surprises me because I mean I've been doing this pagan for a long. Sorry, crows.
Whoops.
I've been doing this pagan stuff for a long, long time, and I naturally will ritualize stuff. I don't even think about oh, that probably needs a ritual. I ritualize it. So I suggested, I mean, there were people who used to drive over the Key Bridge. They drove over it twice a day, going to work, going home, going to work, going home. And now that bridge was down, 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 and down for the
Yeah.
foreseeable. So I said, if it was me, I would go to wherever I could get the water from the river or the bay or whatever. And I would get some water, I'd put it on my home altar, but I'd also stand there by that water and I'd say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry this happened. I'm sorry we take you for granted. You know, I'd say a lot of stuff directly to it. And I said, and look, I'm an animist. That's what we do. We talk to rivers and mountains, and I don't know. I talk to the antibiotics I'm on. Every time I take some, I go, well, thanks for all the help. I guess I better go buy some Kim G to replace my gut flora.
Yeah.
But, you know, we talked everything. So it seemed to me that's pretty, you know, that's a pretty low impact thing to do. And all those people were like, oh, that's wonderful. Oh, I'm going to go do that. I'm going to apologize for all the pollution. And I'm going to, but I'm going to connect with that. And I went, see how easy that is? And then
Yep.
that will help with their grief and their anger and their
Right.
frustration. Because it's
Right.
like,
No guilt
oh,
necessary. No shame necessary. Just clear
So
vision. That's I'm about it. Yeah.
me too, me too. And that's part of the work. You know,
Yeah.
I'm always saying, would maybe you should just put on your big girl panties and do the work.
Yeah.
Maybe just blah 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 and do the work. Because I know too many people who are struggling with, a double cancer diagnosis or impending dementia diagnosis or any other kind of diagnosis, and they just put on their big girl panties and they do what they can do because the work feels important to them.
Well, and it's like we were saying earlier, what else can you really do? I mean, it's not gonna change anything if you're if you whine about it or don't do it, you know. It's just gonna make you regret it or not, I don't know. So it's a I guess my point in the very beginning was to say in the morning I've had caffeine and sometimes my mind just goes zing, 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 zoom everywhere.
Alicia, Alicia,
Yes.
your mind always does that.
Okay.
I can't follow you sometimes because, I say to you, y'all, and this is no secret, I've said this to her many times. Her brain moves so fast. It's like one of those old-timey pinball machines. And I've just hit the flipper and sent my pinball up. And hers has already gone bing, 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 and it's heading back down to where it hit the flipper again. So I have to kind of reconstruct. Well, I'm slowly heading towards that first bing. Man, if Alicia's ahead of me, miles ahead of me.
I'm a
Maybe bigger in the morning with all that caffeine, but whoo, your brain moves fast.
It's I'm a top-down thinker, is what we found out with through testing through the years. Is I'll get I have the top down, I have the big thought, and then I find then I figure out how to make that happen from the top down. So that's a coding, that's a computer thing too. I do a
Yeah.
lot of weird shit. You know, how do you put on your clothes in the morning?
Well, I strip all the way off from whatever I'm sleeping in, and I always sleep in some warm socks as my feet get cold. So I take all that stuff off, so I'm naked even in cold weather. And I guess the first thing I do is put on my shirt, and then my pants, and then my socks and shoes.
Okay, so
How do you do it?
how do you put on your pants?
One leg at a time, like everybody does.
Yep, which leg?
I start standing on my right leg.
So left leg.
So I put my left leg in first and then my right leg.
Okay. Well, so I
Yeah,
the
that's
other
how I do it.
I guess the way that I do it is weird. Because and I didn't realize it is I put on my left sock, then I put on my left leg of my pants. You know, if I'm wearing underwear, I'll put on my left leg first, do the whole left side, and then I do the right side, all the way to
Well,
the
are
sh
you right? Are you right side dominant?
Yes and no. I mean, I tend to think I'm a little more right-handed, but I don't know this for sure because I brush my hair with my left hand. I play sports, most sports with my left hand, but I brush my hair with my right hand and I write with my right hand. But I started out writing with my left hand, and Mrs. Collins, as you know, would switch you over to right hand. Yeah, so I can do, and I do still reach for the pencils and stuff with my left hand, but I just don't write as well with it. I don't have as much control. But so I'm not really sure if I'm left or right-handed.
That's
I guess the
interesting.
answer is yes.
Yeah. Huh.
So maybe I'm two people, just like Chris Ross are saying about. Do you
Yeah,
know that
but oh,
song?
I'm
He
sure we're
said,
all more than two people. I do know that song. I like Chris's music a lot.
oh, I do too. He's got the smoothest kind of voice, you know. And I think that that was, he's got either sitar, dotar, something in the background. And of course, he went to school and has he has an advanced music degree. And I think that is the instrument that he chose, but he's got this voice that's smooth as silk, you know, two people am I, and it's just, oh, he's such a good musician. But that's an old song, and it's one of his better ones. I'll put the link on the teaser because everybody
Good
should hear that
soon.
song.
Absolutely.
I was thinking You know, after the news about Malcolm Holcomb
Oh,
passing
yeah.
away, I was thinking about, we lost Jimmy Landry a few years ago, and
Yes, we did.
Malcolm's Ann and Dixon Day. A lot of the folks that I knew and adored that had a big influence on me from around here are not here, but their music
Yeah,
is.
their music is, and the people who love them are. The morning I found out about Malcolm, Ted White from Whitewater Bluegrass and everything else Ted does, he called me to make sure I knew that, that I had heard about Malcolm. And we started going over all the ones just in the past 3 or 4 years. And I guess it has to do with how old we are. I knew Malcolm in the 70s, and he was a brilliant, man, and he was a troubled man.
A lot of them are. He could express it. I think that was so cathartic for him. And I knew I'm so proud to be able to call Jimmy Landry my friend. He was my friend. We didn't talk to each other every day, but we had a good and deep friendship. And I knew Jimmy since probably 2004. And I remember his chicken song. And he just had some, he is another one. He had such a like a buttery silk voice, and he wrote
Yes,
music
oh
great.
yes, and such a good musician. I reckon, y'all, before we got started, we really did do a little bit of a pre-show, and we were like, I'm not gonna get all crazy and ill this time. We're gonna talk about, but I think where we are, we're in Mercury retrograde. We got everybody crazy about this damn eclipse coming up on Monday, and it has been sunny and beautiful springtime here, and today it is dark and drear and cold. So I think it just all of that has affected us a little bit.
Cat dog's been acting crazy. Wouldn't
Is he
eat
still acting
yesterday.
crazy?
He wouldn't eat yesterday. So we don't know what's, he just went around going, meow, meow,
Thumbs
meow.
up, thumbs up. Cat dog knows.
And mom said, well, we're going to get a tornado tonight, it sounds like. Batten down the hatches. Cat dog hadn't eaten.
Golly, folks did get tornadoes last night, yesterday, didn't they? And then
Yes, this was an
they got
intense
snow
storm.
up in New England. And golly, where was
Well,
I? Oh, we went to the grocery store yesterday and drove by this one little house, and the dogwood had just started blooming. And I went, oh, of course, dogwood winter. Yep, here we
oh
go.
yeah,
And then this morning you wake up and go, oh, so
that's what
that's what
it
dogwood winter. So
feels
people,
like.
and people get crazy. People so crazy. Oh no, it's never been like this before. We call it dogwood winter for a reason. Because
It
when the
never,
dogwoods bloom, we all always have a cold snap. Always.
and it can be, it might
So
not be the exact date, but yeah, it happens every year. You're right, in a certain order,
yep.
for the most
And
part.
then we'll have some more warm, pretty weather, and then blackberries are gonna bloom. And then we're gonna have some blackberry winter.
Yep,
And
we've
that's
got a
just
few.
how that works.
That is, and that's the best way. And listen, for y'all who are concerned about the eclipse and not being able to experience it because of the weather or your work schedule or some your location or something, just be calm, because I'm not going to look at the eclipse. You don't have to look at it to experience the effects of it. So just know that even if it's cloudy outside, you don't have to look at it. You can still feel some people anyway, might feel the effects of it. And if you want to look at it, turn the TV on. They'll have a nice, safe picture of it.
And that's really good. That's very good advice, because it's like the full moon. Even if the full moon happens in the middle of the day, it's still the full moon. You're still going to feel what the effect of that is. And the eclipse, eclipses historically have meant some significant things, but for each one of us individually, What does that mean when it is dark in the day and then it is light again?
Yeah.
What is revealed when that light returns?
Right.
So we don't have to be all up in the, oh, a dragon just swallowed the sun. How do we propitiate that being so the sun returns? Because that's just crap. Our ancestors didn't even believe that either. We
No, they
know
just,
we've
yeah.
been through eclipses. We know what happens.
Yeah.
So, but think about magically, is there something you want revealed Monday? Like
That's
I would
great
like some of,
advice.
yeah, I would like some of these damn shenanigans that I'm seeing all around me. I would like for people to see them clearly and understand what they mean. And that's the magic I'm attaching to Monday.
Yeah, so might it be.
Because I'm tired of people getting away with stuff that is hurtful and dangerous, and I'm just tired of it. I'm weary of it.
Weary. That's
Weary.
weary. Well, at this point, we've all or have experienced a pandemic that we didn't want to have to experience. And we're still kind of coming out of it a little bit.
We
I
sure
mean,
are.
we want to forget about it. All of us, including me, would I'd love to forget that it happened, but you can't forget about it. So you're dealing with
No.
that past trauma. It's
Yes.
probably untherapied, if you will. You probably haven't dealt with it a lot. Most people have not. We're just still in the middle of it, reacting with it.
Yeah.
And so things don't feel normal because they're not normal.
No.
And they'll never be normal again. So we just have to get over it. We're living in weird times. Hey, thank you for spending your time with us here at Weird Mountain Gals. We sure do appreciate it. You know, I know time is the most important thing we have. So I promise that if you take your time to listen to us, we'll take our time to continue to be weird. Many thanks to Sunslice Records for all the help. We couldn't do it without you, Craig. Check out our social media for information, community, or a few laughs. WYRD Mountain Gals.
WYRD Radio.